All right, we are live on the Couch Potato Sports Report. T-Bird, Tay, Malcolm, the Encyclopedia, Cooley is in the house, Deck is in the house. We got all kind of news today, baby. We got the NFL draft, we got the NBA playoffs. What a wild week it has been so far, guys. I am excited. I'm under control excited. I'm gonna put it to you that way when I start talking about the Falcons draft.
Okay.
I'm under control excited. Okay. How about that? Yeah. But I just want to welcome everybody. I know all our podcasters are gonna be hopefully they'll be joining us. iDoc, Smoke, what's her name? Maria.
Mariana.
Hopefully they'll all join in and get some thoughts on the things that's been happening. But first, I want to welcome my guys, Malcolm.
Yes, sir. It's been a good week.
Yes, sir. It's been a good week. And Deck on the ones and the twos.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So we're going to kick it right off today. And we're going to talk about those Atlanta Falcons drafting Michael Penix Jr. With the number 8 pick in the draft. And it threw everybody for a loop. I mean, Malcolm, give me your thoughts on that pick.
Well, when I saw it, I had to double take just to make sure that it actually happened. My big thing now is for them to put a team around him.
Okay.
Because I think you've got your quarterback. You got your quarterback for the next 10 years.
Okay.
If you take care of him.
Okay.
And so from there, it starts with that line. Give me a line that'll protect him first. Then we'll, because we can find receivers. We can find running backs. Mm-hmm. Get somebody that can block for him.
Okay, now. You know, we talked about the pick and what threw everybody for a loop, including myself, is that we all were thinking we were going to go defense.
Right.
I thought we was going to go defense. When they picked him, I was just sitting and looking at the TV like this, and I was just like, I couldn't react. And the reason why I couldn't react, because number one, we've had such heartbreak with the Falcons for so many years. It did not surprise me that we did something different. Mm. Number two, they went, and we talked about on the show that they flew out to see Penix work out.
Yeah.
I mean, you took all the top executives' Deck on a private plane and went wide. So that meant something, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Deck, give me your thoughts on the pick.
I'll be quite honest with you. I thought if Drake May or Michael Penix Jr. were available, that they were going to pick him. They were going to pick one of those two.
Okay.
I did not think they were going to get lucky enough to get Penix, to be quite honest with you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be maybe a Drake May or J.J. McCarthy that they're going to end up picking up and making that their long-term project. But, lo and behold, you got this seasoned guy that's got a little couple of bangs, a little use. But he's pretty solid.
He's got an arm.
He's got a great arm, great accuracy, got some brains on him. He's the perfect extension successor to what Kirk Cousins is going to bring. Because let's be honest, he's got some wear and tear on those tires. You're only going to get maybe one or two more years out of him. So,
well, social media has been blowing up today because so many people and Falcon Nation, they are upset. They are upset because everybody know that we need defense. Defensive help. Dallas Turner went. We had a chance to get him. Curse went. We had a chance to get him out of Florida State. And the big tackle out of Texas went. I forget his name, but those were the three prime. And we didn't go get what we needed.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I get it that they have Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Obviously, the Falcons aren't sold on Kirk Cousins. Having a quarterback like Penix Jr., one, he's young. Two, he's got an arm on him. And I don't think he's a slouch. So really putting a team around him, like I said, giving people good blockers, getting some running backs, some receivers, you can really build a good team out of him, just same as what they did in Washington. Because nobody knew that school.
Right.
I'm gonna have to politely disagree with you. I don't think anybody doesn't have confidence in Kirk Cousins. I think they know that he, when what they see is what they get. He's solid. He can play. he is banged up, but you look at the age,
right?
That, you know, he's not gonna pull a
pull I'm saying, a but Tom that's Brady been the now. Tradition of the Falcons. They're gonna get you once you're 40 years beyond your prime.
Well, you can't get, you know, you can't do the same thing all the time, and, you know, and expect a different result. You got to do something different,
right?
And I think what they did was they got a solid veteran who they know, you know, he's a stopgap. He can probably do some things, but he's a stopgap for what they want to build. And they also don't want to get a rookie and throw him in, and, you know, to the Wolves,
right?
And because that's what they did with Ritter. Mm-hmm. I think Ritter is probably going to end up going to the Cardinals and developing more. He's in a new situation. You know, he's got a clean slate. I think he's going to be pretty decent. I don't know if he's going to be Hall of Fame or anything like that, but I got this feeling he's going to be pretty decent. To be honest with you, I look at a lot of these teams and I don't see anybody losing, you know, especially when I look at the Broncos. They picked up Bo Nix. Like, bro,
right?
He lit up the he lit my buffs for just air raid. It was it was an arms race out there. It was just, it was crazy. So he's got the ability, you know, and he went in, but he fits in that situation.
Correct, right.
And so I think that's what happened is you got a quarterback that fits in this situation. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to be dependent on him for like maybe 2-3 years.
Right.
That's plenty of time to develop. You know,
so. Okay, well, this is what Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris said, because I watched their interview afterwards. And like I said, myself, at first I really didn't like the pick, but I understood why they did it.
Okay.
So, and I had to come on that side. Okay, so they said that they really liked Penix from the workout they had. They liked everything about him. You know, they did all of the checks. They drafted that quarterback for the future. They say they got their guy for now, which is Kirk Cousins. They paid him $180 million. So, you know, Kirk Cousins is going to play.
Correct.
Period. Okay, so if you can get 2, possibly 3 years out of Kirk Cousins, and we winning,
right?
Oh yeah, Penix is developing the whole time. They use the format that the Green Bay Packers use with Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, with Aaron Rodgers and Love. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they like the way that's what they said. They use that format. Penix, no, he coming here to learn.
Right.
So their whole thing was we don't want to pick down here again.
Right.
In the 8th spot.
Yeah.
So hopefully, if we picking in the 23rd or the 24th spot, we ain't got to worry about getting our franchise quarterback because we already got him.
Correct.
So I understand that. I really do.
Yeah.
And like you said, Malcolm, it's time to think differently.
Yeah.
I heard a young lady on 92.9 today say that Atlanta, y'all calm the F down because it's time for us to do something. This is a young lady.
Yeah.
It's time. We've been doing the same thing all the time.
Right.
So it's time to do something different. But I do hope that we got 7 picks left. Mm-hmm. These guys, by them making that pick,
right?
All is at least 4 of these guys, 4 out of the 7, got to be immediate impact players. They got to be, especially on defense. Hopefully,
I'm going to politely disagree with you, but please go ahead. I apologize
for the interruption. Yeah, stop interrupting, Dad. they got to be, and this is the reason why we're there. We're right there. We got our quarterback. Kirk Cousins can put it anywhere on the field that he wants. Mm-hmm. And he's got great accuracy. Mm-hmm. All our receivers ought to be doing what they're doing. Bijan and the other running back, everybody ought to be running. But you, some kind of way, number one, I think we need to go back and sign Calais Campbell to a one-year deal. I think they're going to maybe try to do that after the draft is over. Okay. The money is less.
Right.
Okay? And then – the Falcons, from what I understand, they tried to trade back up into 1 and get, I think his name is Ty Fulo, one of them Samoans that they
were. Oh, yeah.
Okay, they tried to trade back up, but they couldn't do it. So you see they had a plan.
Right.
Okay. So if you get some kind of way, you got to get you an edge rusher from somewhere. I don't know where you're going to get him, but you got to get one. And you put in them components in – that defense. Our offense is pretty much ready. You might find a late round offensive lineman because you got to have that right side for Michael Penix in the future.
Yeah.
So I'm not totally upset with the pick because I understand what they trying to do.
Gotcha.
So
I was going to bring it up. Jadeveon Clowney, edge rusher for Baltimore, notorious defense, is going to be is available for free agency. I think on defense they should get people from free agency. That's me.
They may.
If you want that impact player,
right?
Like he's still young enough to really, you know, put some dirt on it,
and he's hungry enough. I think.
Yeah, and then his family is from Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Right. Yeah.
That's a man. I'll drive his family in every weekend to see the game. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing about that is that, you know, with the money that we put out to Cuz, I don't know if we're gonna be able to afford him. Mm-hmm. But Calais Campbell still got it in him.
He does, bro.
And I think you got to go back and get him. But you use your money wisely and go find somebody that's ready to get to the quarterback. I ain't talking about quarterback hits.
Right.
I ain't talking about quarterback rushes.
Right.
I'm talking about putting the quarterback on the ground with the ball in his hands. That's what I'm talking about.
Sit him down like a bad babysitter.
That's
right?
What I'm talking
Shake
about.
Shake him right like there. A British nanny, right?
That's what I'm talking about. Malcolm, anything you want to add to that?
Well, I mean, I think they're ready to do just that. And it's to me, the line, the interior line will help whatever edge rusher you can get.
Exactly.
So,
you got to get a cornerback.
Correct.
For the other side, because I don't care if you coach prime.
Right.
You can't cover a guy for 5 seconds.
But so long.
You can't. You got to have that edge rush to make that quarterback get off his spot. Dick?
Also, from the Houston Texans, Jonathan Greenard or Grenard, he's available also. So, again, another team that's shown promise on defense. So, you bring in that kind of leadership, bro.
You
get your money's worth.
And you got to think, it looked like to me that Fontenot and Raheem had a plan.
Yeah.
And they trying to execute that plan.
Right.
It ain't nothing like probably we've seen lately. Arthur Smith, to me, didn't have a plan. He was going with the best player available.
Right.
They had their eye on Michael Penix. They went and got him. They had their eye on Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. They went and got him.
Right.
So now I'm sure that they've done their due diligence with these next rounds coming up. I'm sure they got their eye on the people that they want. Or I'm sure they've thought about if this guy ain't there, maybe we can trade back in or whatever.
Yeah.
I really think these guys got a plan. Because Raheem Morris, no, he only got one shot.
Yeah.
He only got one shot. But if I'm Raheem and I got one shot, I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
If you going to fire me, I did it my way.
Yeah.
Well, on our chat, there's currently a rumor out saying that people are laughing at the Falcons because Cousins going to ask for a trade.
No, he's not.
And I say to smoke because I'm calling you out by name, sir. You were wrong, sir.
Wrong. You're wrong. And I'm going to tell you why you're wrong, Smoke, because Kirk Cousins called Michael Penix Jr. today and congratulated him on being drafted by the Atlanta Falcons.
That's it right there, man.
And see, that shows the character that this guy has because, his camp might have been a little aggravated because he didn't get the call today when the Falcons were on the clock.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm sure, but you got to think, Kirk Cousins can't be mad.
Not at all.
He's making $180 million a year, and he know he the starting quarterback. What you mad about?
Exactly.
Get to wipe his ass with real soft.
That's what I'm saying. He know. He got 2, possibly 3 years at best.
Yeah, not to stink it up.
And he can. We got a 3-year window to win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. And so if he and I guarantee, if he won a Super Bowl this year, he might call it a day.
Exactly.
That's true. I don't know about that. I mean, it would be nice to go out on top.
The only way he would come back is if. Similar to a Tom Brady, if he thought he'd go back again.
Right. Which he'd probably come back next year because he getting $50 million for 2 years. $50 million a year.
Yeah. It's,
that's guaranteed $100 million.
That's nice. If you really balance your checkbook, you can really That's a lot of avocado toast, is all I'm saying. So.
And Michael Penix Jr. know what his role is already. He said, I'm coming to learn. I'm excited about being there. And you know, you, of course you celebrate. I mean, your family finna, everybody finna eat.
I'd be
happy too. And that, did you see the video when they put it on Penix and his family was in there? And when he was talking to the Falcons on the phone, he said, yo, coach, thank you, coach. Yeah, I'm going to the A. And this man on the right side, he got up and was, it was like, and we going to Magic City, baby. That's the way he looked. That's exactly the way he looked when that man got up, boy.
The reputation proceeds.
I'm telling you.
Nobody comes here to watch the Hawks. Nobody comes here to watch the Falcons. It's the Magic City, Magic City, let's be honest.
We got more chats.
We got Shorty listening. A couple people coming in and out. Mainly, you know, our man Smoke, who's talking it up. He said he's mad they didn't use the 8th pick in the draft to help the team win in the next 2 or 3 years.
I think that was the whole reason for drafting Penix, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like
that's your future quarterback
term plan, right? Yes. There. Yeah.
They saying when Cousins is done, because they're saying that we're not going to be, we don't want to be drafting 8th again.
Right. No,
because if you draft an 8th, that means you lose it.
Yeah.
So unless you got drafted, you can pull a Bill Belichick and get those.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
How it helps Cousins, because he's asking, how does it help Cousins? It doesn't directly help Cousins. To be honest,
I don't think you're trying to help Cousins.
But Cousins knows his role.
He knows his role, to lead, be
a general, lead, throw the ball. Get it down there. Don't make mistakes.
No turnovers. Exactly.
No turnovers. Right. Stay healthy.
And he can do it. But his Kirk Cousins role is to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we went and got paid him $180 million for. We saying, hey, guy, here's the money. We know everything about you. We're going to keep you upright. We want you to win us a Super Bowl in a 3-year period.
Oh, plus the best offensive tackle was already off the board at that time. Joe Alt out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He was already taken. So
correct.
Right. It's like all the other defenders that are available, they're like second rounders. They're not bad. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Right.
But it's like, if you're going to spend that kind of, there's nobody out there that you would spend that kind of like capital upon. You know what I mean?
Joe Alt is 6'9", 320.
Man.
That's a massive man.
I can't even think that big. That's just, that's a big boy.
His dad was John Alt, played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a lineman as well. Joe Alt is 6'9", 320.
Who do you feed him? Like, is it whole cow? You just take him to Texas Roadhouse?
No, you feed him a whole hog. That's what you feed that boy. So, you know, and I understand, y'all, and y'all get with me, and I want y'all's opinions too, but I understand why people are upset. I do. I do, Malcolm, because you know, to get our immediate, we know we need defensive help, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I said,
I understand the plan. Stop interrupting me, Dad.
Sorry, man.
But I understand the plan that's in place. I understand both sides as a fan as an executive. All right, Dan.
I mean, but like I said before, the best defenders that are out there right now, they're all free agents. Like, pick one of them, negotiate for it, you know, bring it in. Ooh. Well, I was looking up a little information about somebody, but let's see who the Dallas Cowboys got, since, you know, we're taking a little,
for lack
of a better term, smoke from the chat.
He's going to have to wait his turn on Dallas Cowboys.
No, they picked up an offensive tackle by the name of Tyler Guyton. I never even heard of him.
Yeah, they got him yesterday. And Jerry Jones made a point yesterday. I don't never agree with Jerry Jones, but he said the reason why we're picking 24th is because out of 32 teams, we're the 24th best team. Hmm. He got a point.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so that's why they pick where they pick. And their fans are upset that they hadn't made a lot of trades. And, Deck, if you will, go through – I want to also mention that there's – out of the top 10, there was 6 quarterbacks picked in the top 10,
you know,
this year. So what does that tell you about the league?
It tells me that somebody I know in particular just lost a bet about quarterbacks going in the first 10.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of putting his business on out.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. That tells you this is a quarterback driven league.
Yeah.
And if you got the right quarterback, everybody feel like they got, if you got the right quarterback, your organization should move forward.
Because the next 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them, Matt.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do.
Go ahead. Take it.
Well, because once you get that quarterback, it makes everything so much better. Even if your defense is weak, your quarterback is still going to get you an extra possession or two that's going to steal you some games until you can build that team.
Right, right. So, well, yeah, give us the rundown on the top 10 draft pick.
All right, Caleb Williams. I did not see that pick coming. I did not think
you
that was
you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding.
Jaden Daniels out of LSU.
Yes.
I did not think he was going to end up being the second pick, to be quite honest.
Stop right there.
Go ahead.
As you call him, we're going to talk. Okay. Let's go back to Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams. To me, I would have took Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams because Jaden Daniels, to me, I like his character. Look at what he does on the field. I mean, he threw for what, 4,000 yards for LSU 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
For NFL quarterback right now, he'll put size on. But he's his ball skill, very good accuracy, can throw the long ball, can throw the short intermediate routes. Everything that you want a quarterback to do, people were worried about his weight. In 2 years, I'm sure he'll be a lot bigger.
Right.
You know, some guys, Lewis Riddick had him rated higher than Caleb Daniels. Okay. Now, I'm just telling you, Caleb Williams is not a bad football player. Would I want him in Atlanta? Heck no. I don't like his character.
Hmm.
I don't like his attitude because he told Chicago, I don't want to be in Chicago all during the season. I don't want to be in Chicago. But they told him they're going to draft him anyway.
Chicago's a great city, bro. So, I don't know what he's talking about.
But he worried about when he talking about he want to be TV 12.
Hmm.
He said he chasing
right.
TV 12. Come on.
Here's the thing also, like with his situation, this is just to give you a little pushback. Chicago is not the place that you want to be a rookie quarterback in. That's just not it. You kind of want to develop. Throwing these quarterbacks after they, you know, after their junior year in college is not the place, is not the position that they want to be in. You don't want them to have to start and lead a team when they're not old enough to run a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
The only difference is he's going to Chicago. You know, you got to run a ground game. You can run, and they got a defense. So I don't think they're asking him to do that. They just need you to.
That's the black and view, black and blue
yeah.
division.
So we're gonna run and we're gonna play some defense.
And you're gonna throw play action.
Yeah, don't turn it over.
I feel for him. I honestly feel for him. I really do.
Well, maybe so. I wish him good luck, but. He wouldn't have been a good fit in Atlanta, just to me.
Oh, yeah.
I wish him all the best. Jaden Daniels, on the other hand, I think he would have been a perfect fit.
Okay,
for the Falcons. We had to get a quarterback.
I apparently have to correct the record before we lose our audience.
Okay.
There was a wager made that it was 6 quarterbacks taken in the top 12. And there weren't going to be 5 quarterbacks taken in the top 12, and there were 6 taken in the top 12, and
it was 6 taken in the top 10.
Yeah. And so I guess Smoke won the bet or whatever, so he's calling our show non-credible, and so I have to correct the information before I don't know, he sues us or something.
Hey Smoke, you know, I tell you now, Smoke, when I think about you, I think about Smoke blowing out of a stack.
I think I probably should go back to his tweet about it or whatever it is and actually read it. But I did read it and I wanted to bring it onto the show because I thought the whole thing was funny. I thought he was gonna win the bet. And so when they put out this poll of who's gonna win the bet, he was going to win it. And I thought this would be a good time to bring on the fact that he didn't. And apparently he did. So apologies to my man Smoke. I hope you're able to dine on that this evening with your lovely wife. So
I will, Dick, with that, finish our lineup. Who the next after Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels, Drake May out of North Carolina.
Okay, let's talk about Drake May for a minute. Who would ever thought Drake May would have went third overall? I wouldn't have. I had him pegged at best a second rounder.
I thought he was going to go. I didn't think he was going to go that high, to be honest with you.
I thought he was second round, dude.
I thought he was going to end up going to New York, to be quite honest with you. New York or the Jets or the Giants. I thought he was going to end up going to one of those two.
He is not good enough to me. He's going to have to prove to me that he's a third of our pick mouth.
He fooled somebody, I can tell you that. Until he showed me something different. So I'm not saying he can't play. I saw.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He went to New England, right?
Yeah, he went to the Patriots, but like they're kind of a bottom of the pile team, so there's going to be no pressure on him to succeed.
Wasn't no pressure on the other boy either,
right?
From Alabama, right. But
hey, but what I'm saying, but it kind of was because Belichick was there.
Well, that's one guy that you say Belichick. He one guy that didn't like that move.
Yeah,
he said he wanted to pick. Neither here nor there. Go next guy.
All right, so we got Marvelous Marvin Harrison III going to Arizona, who is a no-brainer pickup as far as I'm concerned.
I give you that. Hopefully, you know, Arizona can be – maybe he can go out there and do what Fitzgerald did.
Right.
You know?
Well, when you drop $250 million on your quarterback, you're going to want to spend a little sum to protect him, and so –
yeah,
I think to help him out. I think Marvin Harrison is a great pickup.
Next,
we got the aforementioned Joe Alt to the Chargers.
Yeah, Malcolm, you want to take that? You want to talk about Joe Alt?
I'm probably not because I don't know much about Joe Alt.
Okay.
So.
Big man.
I don't speak positively of Notre Dame players. So I'm just gonna be quiet.
I will speak positive of Notre Dame player.
Okay.
Joe Alt is gonna be I think he's really gonna be a very serviceable offensive lineman starting out. Then I think he has the possibility to be great because of his size.
Right.
He can move, he can get out, he can pull as a tackle from one side to the other.
Okay.
He can get out and get to the second level. That's why he went so high.
And I know no linebackers want to see him.
That's right. Ooh. They don't want to see him coming. So, you know, good for Joe Alt. I would have loved to have had him in Atlanta.
He would have been great in Atlanta, to be quite honest with you. Malik Nabers. He went to LSU. He was played alongside
Great slot receiver.
Yeah.
Who got him?
That was the New York Giants.
Okay. You know, he's great. We just gonna have to see what the Giants do.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth.
Tennessee Titans picked up JC Latham. So he just had to go a little north from Alabama to Tennessee.
Okay. Top quality cornerback, right?
Yep. Aforementioned Michael Penix, bringing his whole family to Magic.
Right.
City. Yep. Right. Then you got Rome Odunze.
Yeah.
Wide receiver out of Washington.
Right.
Went to the Bears. Penix
was throwing to.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. He's great receiver. Completely solid. He's going to go help out Caleb Williams.
Okay.
And then J.J. McCarthy. Kind of a crazy pick. Michigan player. He's got some brains. He can go there. He got picked up by Minnesota.
And that's their Kirk Cousins.
That's,
I mean, I think, because if you think about the way Kirk played there, you kind of get the same thing out of McCarthy when you watch them play at Michigan.
I was going to say the temperature is going to be pretty much the same. So.
Yeah. So is that our top 10?
That's our top 10. I think that McCarthy honestly would have gotten picked up by the Broncos if he was available. I think he's better than Bo Nix, but Bo Nix is still solid, so you can't.
Well, the amazing Sean Payton thinks that he got his guy.
Right.
He thinks he reminds him of Drew Brees.
See, but he also wants somebody he can control. He comes from that Bill Belichick school of thought of like,
you're right.
I'm the head coach, so I'm the HNIC, and it's like, slow down there, Killer. This is an organization for a reason.
Well, the coaching tree that he came from was Bill Parcells.
Yeah, but look how that's going to end up working out for him, because Belichick is out. And so that whole old school way of thinking is going to the Dodo Birds.
Yeah,
so.
But if you talking about old school, Belichick came from Bill Parcells' coaching tree.
Yeah.
Well. So and Parcells was a no-nonsense guy.
Yeah.
He won, but he was a no-nonsense guy. And like you say, with the coaching today, the teams are going younger, more analytic type coaches.
Yeah.
And so you're right. Sean Payton is probably the last of a dying breed.
Yeah.
So anyway, Dak, let's take a break right here. And when we come back, we're going to switch it over to some NBA talk. The LA Lakers. Oh, they cooked.
LA Fakers. I said
they cooked in this series against the Nuggets. Back in a minute.
If you're involved in a serious car, motorcycle, or truck wreck, call Cole Law at The Law Firm. That's 770-382-6000 here in downtown Cartersville. For 30 years, Cole has handled thousands of injury cases and will help anyone that's been injured due to carelessness. Remember, if you're involved in a wreck, do not talk to the other person's insurance company. Instead, call Cole Law at 770-382-6000. It doesn't cost anything to call Cole, except a deserved settlement.
Hey, this is producer Dex with the Couch Potato Sports Report. I have so much fun watching these guys talk about sports like they're sitting around a water cooler. There are a few things that can compare to sharing your peace of mind about something that you care about. Have you ever thought about telling the world what you know? That's where Podbean comes in. Podbean is a podcast platform that combines live streaming, analytics, a website, and more, all in one place. You can create, record, distribute, manage, and monetize your pod from a desktop or phone app. Start with the basic free plan and receive a $100 credit for advertising to build your audience. Now go to the show notes, click on the link, and you will receive a $100 advertising credit when you start your podcast today. Also, it's a great way to support the show.
All right, and we are coming back on the Couch Potato Sports Report on this beautiful Friday evening. I got Dick, and I got the Encyclopedia in the house with me tonight. And, guys, you know, we're talking about the NBA playoffs. We're going to kick to that. And I love it, because that's why when we talk about on this show, we talk about sports the way you talk about it around the water cooler, because you can't tell what you're going to get.
Right.
You know, you don't know what somebody gonna say. But those Los Angeles Lakers are down 3-0 to the Denver Nuggets. And I got to say myself, I am so happy because I don't like Anthony Davis. I like LeBron. I like LeBron just because he's LeBron.
Right.
I don't hardly cheer for him. And I like Darvin Ham as a coach. Mm-hmm. And they are they're showing total disrespect to him. And that's why I'm glad that they are losing. Now, I want to say this. Anthony Davis said something the other day when they lost either the first game or the second game. He said that sometimes we just don't know at the end of the game. We are totally disorganized. We don't know what we're doing. Well, Malcolm, take that and run with it.
It's crazy, because as a former point guard, I'm never confused at the end of the game. I know who needs the ball, what's going to happen with the basketball. And the biggest thing, people are talking offense. That still don't stop you from getting back.
Right.
It don't stop you from boxing out. It's still a hustle factor that's got to be there that will take over, even if there's confusion.
Well, that shot, from what I got, was at Darvin Ham.
Yeah, and it's for no reason.
You're a grown A-man.
Exactly. How much do you want me to... There's only so much I can do for you.
That's right.
I'm not suiting up, putting on my shoes, boxing out somebody. You got to do that.
If you see a guy running free, go guard him.
Talk. That's the whole point.
You got to talk. Yeah. And why would you even say that? A big dummy? When he was down with the Pelicans, faking all them injuries just so he could get out of there. So he went to his team,
right,
won a championship in the bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
In the bubble. Okay, but now when you got to play 82 games to win a championship, can you do it? You're down 3-0 again, and you're probably going to lose again. Mm. Take it, Dick.
First off, Darvin Ham coaching against his old team, the Nuggets. That's always memorable for me. I think it does show a little bit of a disconnect. I don't know if it's generational or whatever. Maybe he was booking his Airbnb for his vacation time. I don't know.
D'Angelo Russell on the phone doing a timeout while he drawing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all.
I should have given you context.
What kind of disrespect?
I don't even know why
that
you would have a phone on the sideline.
That's exactly
period.
Right. Bam.
Yeah. See, a lot of jobs don't let you have your phone. when you're
right. That seems to be one of them.
Especially when you're paying somebody that much money. So, yeah, I completely understand.
I would have released him right then. That's total disrespect to your organization and your coach, who is trying to win a playoff game, and you on your freaking phone. I would have released him right then.
Yeah. I would have traded him to Detroit.
Hey, whatever. He would have been off my payroll.
Yeah, when they came back on the plane with us.
Right,
yeah.
You got to pay your own
ticket. Find your own way. There you go.
Okay, and that another thing was, now, I saw this on Facebook, so, you know, you take Facebook for what it is. It showed Darvin Ham drawing out a play to the team. Uh-huh. Okay? LeBron, before he's through drawing out, he gets up and walks away, and this guy still looking at the board and drawing, and LeBron walks away. Then it showed Reeves walking
Austin
away.
Reeves.
Yeah. I'd be in some ass.
Yeah.
I'd be in some ass. You hear me?
I think that was editing, to be quite honest.
Well, it might have been, but the optics somebody need to come in the Lakers organization and clarify that.
They started off like they had that quick 8-0 run before.
That's
like
the NBA.
Yeah. They had that real quick run before like timeout was called, and then, you know, they apparently sat out the entire third quarter. But
and then Anthony Davis, just to tell you, and he's not this type of guy. Anthony Davis ain't no roughneck.
No.
Is
no.
he?
No, no,
so
no.
He go, so at the press conference, he going to try to say, I forget who the guy was. Murray, for them, made a shot.
Yeah.
And they won the game or something. Then he puts it down and got up and walked away. That ain't who he is.
Not at all.
Is it?
No.
He a powder puff.
Exactly.
Now he trying to be a dog like a LeBron or something. That ain't who he is. So that tells you he ain't nothing but a fake. I wouldn't have him on my team.
He could be at the end of his contract. So
I don't care.
That might be what part of that is.
I want the Lakers to lose so bad because, number one, Michael Jordan is the true GOAT.
Yeah.
Number two, Anthony Davis is a powder puff. And trying to be a dog and he ain't. I give him credit. He's had a decent year this year.
Yeah.
He done played.
Well, he played more games.
He played more games. He played 76 games, man.
Yeah.
Usually he played about 30. Crying dog. Get out of here. I Nuggets, I want y'all to mop the floor with them boys.
I'm kind of hoping they do, to be quite honest.
Well, with Jokic, I just want everybody to have an awesome game and don't even look back. I wouldn't even shake the hand when it's over.
That's right.
Wave them goodbye.
Yeah, just going off the court like the Pistons did with Michael. And then Michael commenced to taking them apart.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we can also talk about the disrespect that Jokic gets all the time.
He does.
Like,
I gotta give it to him.
He goes in, puts in a shift, and calls it a day. Nothing flashy, you know what I'm saying? Puts up his numbers, helps his team.
And he goes
home.
That's
it. No MVP nod. They don't spell MVP in Lithuania. Like
what? No, wait a minute. He's been MVP twice.
But he should be getting it.
He could very well get it again this year.
Right.
This season ain't over. And this guy, he slows the game down to his
every time, no matter what you try to do. Yeah.
And can't nobody stop it.
Not at all.
Nah, he's very.
I mean, I love that. He just makes it look so. Yeah, he get to his spots and makes it look so easy, Malcolm.
With ball handling and passing it easy.
Effortless.
Right. He passes the ball.
Yeah.
And then he gets it back where he should be.
At the rim.
Yeah.
I saw like a lot of double teams on him. And then he passed it out to the open shot.
Right.
Easy to find. He knows where the double team's coming from. So he knows who's open. It's like, it's cake. Nobody even needs to draw it up. They've been playing it on NBA 14K for years.
Right. Well, Malcolm, tell us about the Knicks series. You got any info on that? I know that who are the Knicks playing?
The 76ers. They got a lead on them right now.
Yeah, Embiid had 50 points the other night.
Yeah.
And this is the funny thing. The night before, Embiid couldn't even hardly walk. Mm. The next night, he run up and down the court like he ain't never been hurt. So you know what happened in between games. Right.
Well, and it's funny. I'm almost with Stephen A. because I was born in 1973.
Right.
So I would love to see the Knicks make a little bit of noise in my lifetime.
Yeah.
While I can recognize and understand basketball.
Yeah.
It's something new for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jalen Brunson's got to probably be a little bit bigger than what he's been being. He's been a star all year.
Yeah.
This guy basically transformed their team this year.
He put Villanova on the map in a way that I can't even imagine.
He sure did. Yeah, so I won't say I'll root for the Knicks, but it would be it would be a little different to see the Knicks in there, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, what you got?
Man, I got nothing, dude. It was just funny hearing you say that. I'm not going to root for the Knicks. But.
I mean, like I said, I really couldn't root for them, but
our hometown hero, Eddie Lee, played for them.
Yeah, he played for the Knicks. And, matter of fact, I talked with Eddie Lee the other day. And I told him, I said, man, we're going to get rid of Capella and them. You need to come down there and be a big man for the Atlanta. He said, I wish I could.
And for the things that Capella does.
Yeah. Eddie could probably do it. Yeah. But, again, the NBA playoffs are turning out to be, pretty decent.
Yeah.
They tend to let them play just a tad more.
Yeah.
You know, they don't call all them little pissy fouls.
Yeah.
But still not one of my favorite things to watch. I watch the Hawks, but just to watch all the playoffs games, I'll turn over and watch 5 minutes and then
I think it deals with the poetry part of basketball. Mm-hmm. You just don't see the fluidness of play.
I agree, Malcolm. That's an excellent point. You can't – the fouls that they call are just so disheartening.
I'm forever saying play
through it.
Yeah.
Say what?
They're petty and they slow everything
down. Yeah. Right. It's so disheartening.
Yeah.
And then you got them cats out there trying to flop and all this. When they isolate flopping, that's a number one hit.
Yeah.
Them cats be falling like they got shot in the head with a shotgun.
It's embarrassing, to be honest with
it
you.
It is, Dick. That's really embarrassing. I like that.
Like, save that for like La Liga or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
they need to let them guys play. And that's one thing that I fought LeBron on, because he knows this is the league. And I got to give – he plays
correct
to their rules.
Yeah.
And all that crying and all that running and
putting your hands up
in the air and all that. I don't want to hear all that. Yeah. No way. As big as he is, he would have been killed in the 80s. I just truly believe that.
You think that LeBron would have been killed in the 80s?
Yes.
I'm going to
enthusiastically
disagree
with you. Well, you can disagree. But look at him crying when somebody do this and they need to hit him. And he got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think just off the physical specimen that he is, I think he would have been rolling fools left and right.
I mean,
he's faster than most guards back then. He's stronger than most centers back then. Like, come on, man.
It's one thing to be stronger.
Murder was the case.
But he's not tougher than
those. But, yes, he's not as tough as those guys, dude.
He did go to private school. You said it, man.
Tree Rollins would have killed him.
Yeah.
Tree Rollins didn't take no junk in the paint.
Not at all.
Charles Oakley would have destroyed him. Dennis Rodman would have ate him alive.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis, that would have been his game. I'm fixing to get in your mouth.
Every time. And he would guard him one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill would have destroyed
him. Don't you ever. No. Negative goes right.
A forearm to the
chest. Bill Lambeer would have elbowed him in the mouth.
The way he comes down.
And then looked at him like, what's wrong with you? Why? Yeah. I didn't hit you. That was Bill Lambeer's game.
Yeah.
I completely disagree.
Well, you can disagree. That don't mean it ain't true.
The 90s Pistons. Whoo, nobody's driving to the paint. No. Think you're going to get a layup at the rim?
That's right.
Yeah.
And
in the playoffs?
Yeah, and Isaiah Thomas cried more than anybody on the court, but he was out there trying to dish out them licks.
Yep, yes, sir.
Come on, Dad. Come on with it.
Yeah, I still think he would have. I mean, I'm sorry. Just how the diet and conditioning now versus back then, the science of it, then you couple that with genetics and his ability to learn the game just like anyone else. Well, faster than a lot of other people.
But you got to think.
He's still.
When LeBron drives the lane, mm-hmm. it ain't nobody in there.
Correct. I've never seen it park.
That's like it just park.
Every time.
And in the 80s. When he go in there, it ain't one, but two guys in there.
Somebody's going
to
give you a
call. Somebody going to get you.
They can show up if they want to. Okay. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody named Lamb Beer. Like, come on, I drink a Lamb Beer. I don't care.
Robert Parrish would have hit him in the mouth.
The chief.
Robert Parrish would have hit him. Y'all mouth.
Talking about him like he's Deacon Jones.
Darren Dawkins would have broke his foot. Come on, you talking about the gorilla dog, man? He would have broke his foot. Please. Tell him, Malcolm.
I've dated tougher women than him. Come on, man.
Right. Okay. This man.
The man breaks backboards.
Yeah, he breaks backboards, bro.
What?
Yeah. He shatters backboards.
Do I look like
for breakfast?
Do I look like a motherfucking backboard to you?
Hell yeah. One to shatter.
I'm not. Negative. Nope.
Yeah. LeBron would look like one too. He came in now. What did they call him? Chocolate Thunder.
Yes, sir.
They call him Chocolate Thunder.
Dale Dawkins, yeah.
Chocolate Thunder would have ate LeBron up. But see, the only reason LeBron get all he do, he done been playing for 25 years.
Right.
I ain't taking none of his ability away. He is great. He is everything that they said he was going to be in this era.
Right.
Yes.
But he wouldn't have lasted in the 80s. Guaranteed. Anthony Davis would have been, he never would have played.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have got a contract.
No, he never would have played.
No.
Never would have played in the 80s.
He'd have just been a practice player, if that.
Yeah. Just would have been a practice player. Well, guys, there you have it on the playoffs. Now, when we come back, we're going to switch over to them Atlanta Braves. Ozzie Albies is going to be back in the lineup tonight. The Braves been winning without him. With him, oh, my God. The sky's the limit. Back in a minute.
This is Zuma Finicchio, the new voice of action. And when you hear my vibration, it is only here to help you to unlock the power of your mind to success consciousness. I am so excited to introduce the launch of the brand new collection, Think. Yes, this is the official Think brand. This is the brand that celebrates your brilliance. And by you being a faithful Couch Potato Sports Report listener, when you check out, you're going to get an additional 15% off when you put in the promo code T-Bird. Yes, I said it. You would get 15% off with the promo code T-Bird. Celebrate your brilliance. Go to the official thinkbrand.com.
All right, we are back on the Couch Potato Sports Report, where we talk about sports the way you talk about it around the water cooler. And if you guys have been with us, we've had some pretty nice topics tonight.
Oh yeah,
we've gotten a little live. You know, we got the encyclopedias telling it the way he do it, and then Deck saying it the way he said it to get an eruption out of me. So,
well, maybe it's just true,
but it could be.
Maybe that's what it is. You know, I'm just saying, you know, just putting that out there.
That's it. So, let's talk about them Atlanta Braves. And, you know, Dick, we get Ozzie Albies back tonight.
Yes.
And we have won, what, 7 out of 9 games?
6.
Yeah. Okay. Man. And that's without our all-star second baseman in the lineup, Ron Producer, can. You know, Ozzie he's the catalyst. He can about do it all. And we bring up two guys from Gwinnett, and they did more than their part in filling in at second base.
Yes, sir.
I think, what's his name? Luis? What's his name?
I have no idea.
It's I can't see.
Spell it for me.
Go. I can't.
Okay.
Guillermo or Gramaro or something.
Guillermo.
Like Guillermo. Yeah. Yeah. Just like on what's his name? Come on every night. Jimmy Kimmel. Guillermo. You know Guillermo.
I don't watch that Kimmel, man.
So look, this guy defensively has played outstanding.
Yeah. You don't miss anything.
Yeah, you don't miss. He made a catch at second base. Travis Darnold threw a base runner out. The guy tried to steal base. So the guy comes in front of the bag, falling down, catches it on the skip,
ooh,
and tags the base runner out as he's going by. Nice. I mean, that right there was nice.
Right.
Hey, that man, when you get brought up, you got to get your chance, man. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran. He's been around, but give credit to Double A again. I mean, you ain't missing a beat. So you get Ozzy back tonight. Braves, we just swept the Marlins.
Yeah.
And everybody's not hitting, Dick.
It took them three games just to score against us, man.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody for the Braves is not hitting.
Correct.
Yeah. Acuna batting 294, but he's not Ronald yet. Yeah. He's still not Ronald yet. He's got 10 stolen bases, 10 or 11. But, you know, he ain't hitting the homers yet. Matt Olson is not hitting yet. And Austin Riley is really not hitting that. Travis Darnold has been destroying the ball.
Well, yeah.
So I mean, that just tells you how deep we are.
Yeah.
Michael Harris has just been destroying the ball.
Yes, sir.
So y'all give me y'all thoughts on our Atlanta Braves. Malcolm, I'll start with you.
Well, I'm looking forward. I'm going to the Battery tonight myself.
Okay.
Just to hang out there. So
okay.
But the thing that they bring every night, you get looking for, they get real good strong pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And just when those bats wake up, it's gonna be something serious.
It is. It's gonna be something serious, Dick. I mean, come on now. Come with it. Give me what you got.
Yeah, they're welcoming the Guardians tonight. They are the AL Central leaders right now. I believe they're two games up on
this. They are. Now, actually, let me break you right there. They got the best record in the American League, and the Braves got the best record in the National League.
So, you know, everybody's getting their money's worth up at the bat.
Right.
So, I think this is going to be a good game for Ozzy to come out there and show what he can do, bring back, shake up everybody's memory. It's gonna be a tough game because Cleveland is a tough team this year.
Right,
they're really trying to bring it back to what they used to be, give their fans their money's worth. So, and their teams are pretty close. So yeah, it's gonna be a crazy series for them.
Yeah, who
so.
We got pitching tonight?
Are
we
it doesn't
back?
Say.
Are we
it.
Back? I wonder if it's Chris Sale. I think it may be Chris Sale. Mm-hmm.
It is Chris Sale.
It is.
So Chris Sale has been pitching outstanding.
Yeah.
Max Fried goes 9 innings the other night. I couldn't believe that Snit let him go. He don't. Mm. And then the game that we had to come back and win in 10, Lopez was just pitching outstanding. So, you know, Snit, oh, man, you done got around 100 pitches. I'm about to pull you. Pulls him in seven innings, brings in Iglesias.
Mm.
Iglesias gives up the lead, and then we have to go in the extra inning. Iglesias is not; it should not be our closer. I've said that, and I keep saying it. But Michael Harris comes in and wins the game when Ronald scores. So,
right.
I mean, we're getting what we got to have until we get everybody back. Still got to get the catcher Murphy back, all-star catcher.
Yeah,
but Travis Darnold and Chadwick Trump, the backup catcher to Travis, have been playing outstanding. That's why you build the team. You can't fault Double A.
Right.
That's why you build a team the way Double A has been building. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Come on, Dick.
Yeah, it's the way he's gone deep into their basically, I don't want to say their bullpen, but their farm teams.
Mm-hmm.
And he's found all the talent that he's needed to find. And he signed them young, long-term deals. And everybody else is trying to mimic that. Pittsburgh, the Boston was trying to do it at some point.
Right.
It looks like the formula is so ripe that you set a team for a long time. And, you know, when you do that, you set the fans for a long time. They start, you know, getting to know your players. That becomes their players instead of, you know, switching people in and out all the time. So,
yeah, it's amazing. And you know, we were talking about, Malcolm, that to me, The Braves should still run away with the East. Yeah. I still believe that. But the two teams that get in our hair are the Dodgers and the friggin' Phillies. Hmm.
Yeah.
And I am so tired of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're on MLB Network. They're on regional TV. And they're on ESPN every damn day.
Yeah.
And the Atlanta Braves are clearly the best team in baseball, and I'm just sick of them. Mm. And I want to whip their dang ass. I want to whip their ass. Come on. And then we got Bryce Harper and them. They act like they don't know what they're doing during the regular season. Then we get the freaking playoffs. Everybody want to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Bryce just coming up, hitting them out of the park left and right. So, I'm still excited about our Braves, but I really think, and Dick, you let me know if you agree. Do we need to go get another closer?
Oh yeah, zero. Yeah, no brainer.
Because
Iglesias,
he's got good stuff, but you know what he does? He throws the damn ball around the plate.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And they hit it.
Yeah,
he's drawing. The
bullseye.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. He didn't learn to color inside the lines. It's metric system versus standard. You can't blame him for that.
These are major league hitters.
Yes.
I don't care how fast you throw. You cannot throw the ball in the hitting zone.
Right.
It looks like a balloon when they've seen it. Mm. The guy can't come in and get a clean inning.
Right.
If you are that guy as a closer, you come in with a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth, top of the ninth, this game should be over.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gave up 4 straight hits.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, but it's good for those batters' averages. That's going to help them. So there's that.
So, I when we get Murphy back, I think that's going to really help. He helps solidify the already potent lineup that we got. Mm-hmm. Ronald's got to hit.
Yeah.
Olsen's got to start hitting. Riley's got to start. When that train start rolling, as the days get warmer,
yes, sir,
we're going to be hard to beat. Then you got the bottom of the order. Michael Harris, Travis Darno, Kelly, and you got Adam Duvall in the hole who hit a home run the other night. Yeah. Come on, somebody. I love it.
Well, you know, you spoke about the Dodgers, and we started a series with them on the 3rd, which coincidentally, we are not going to be broadcasting a podcast that night. We will be taking it off, so keep following us. But yeah, the Dodgers are going to be in town for a quick series.
Okay,
you get to stress yourself out that entire time. So,
we get a little R&R sometimes, guys, from time to time. So. Don't never leave us, because you know we're going to bring it to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We got the encyclopedia over here. And Malcolm, what did you give that last week? What you give that name?
I don't know. I don't
remember what name you gave it. I forgot.
He forgot.
Old Dirty Bastards. Oh, no. Yeah. I'll take a nickname from wherever, man.
Old Dirty Whore. I'll
take that. Call me something. Just don't call me late for lunch.
I don't care what you are, Dick, just as long as you stay on them ones and twos.
Oh, I'm on it, baby. I'm on it like crack. So,
Dick, we're going to move on, and we're going to finish out with Atlanta United. Mm-hmm. And you got some news for us in that round?
Yeah, man, they made a trade, or they traded a guy for cash, Derek Etienne. He's played for the Haitian national team. He's a winger. We got plenty of wingers, and I guess we could have needed the cash, to be quite honest with you, because it feels like they're ready to make a big move.
Yeah,
they're probably going to either shore up the defense or shore up the midfield. So we'll see what's going on with that. They're not doing great. They're not doing bad. They haven't had a win in like 3 games, but the last team that they had a win against, they get to play this weekend. So that's Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
And they put it on them last time, so 3-0.
Isn't the Fire one of the top teams in the league?
Nope.
I thought they
not were. Anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's, hey, man, sometimes you got to get with an ugly girl to start getting back with the pretty ones again. So you need to, that's how you get your confidence back. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes 5-2 is equal to 10. You know what I'm saying? So you put that out there. And, but yeah, they, Thiago Almada, Argentine player, won the World Cup with his team. He runs the midfield for us. He scored against the Cincinnati, forgot who they are, Cincinnati FC. A good team, to be quite honest with you. Cincinnati's loaded. But, you know, we lost to them, which just happened to be our first home loss this season. So,
Is Giakoumakis, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Is Giakoumakis? Is he a better, what is he, a center?
He is a forward, attacking forward.
Attacking forward like than Joseph?
Hands down, no question about it.
No question.
Yep. He's taller, he's faster, he's got more vision, and he runs back on defense a lot more often, where Joseph was he found the holes, and he was able to make plays once he was close. But he also, his ability depends on somebody like Thiago Almada to get the ball to him. Yeah. Where with Jorgas, it doesn't so much. He's headers all day. So,
well, does I know that Miles Robinson? Mm-hmm. I think we played his team earlier this week, didn't we?
Yeah,
I know he came back.
Yeah,
and that was one guy I hate. I really liked him.
It's hard to afford a player like him,
right?
And right now he's with a team that's winning. So
right,
Cincinnati.
Yeah. So I, you know, and that, now you promised me and Malcolm that you was gonna treat us to an Atlanta United game.
Yeah.
When is that gonna happen?
The minute you give me your credit card, you will see that bill appear.
Now, Malcolm, why is he treating us with my credit card? like he say he went to public school.
Yes.
I did too, but I still can't see that.
I see. It's easy. You hand me the card, and think about it. You're not paying for it right then.
The hell I ain't paying for it.
But interest, not then.
Interest in it.
You're happy in the moment. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. But one thing I did notice that I did find out about is they're thinking about having a couple of La Liga games in America.
What's that?
So La Liga is the Spanish league.
Okay.
So the best team in the world, hands down, no questions about it, is Real Madrid. Yeah. Right. But I don't think Real Madrid's going to come here. I think it's going to be like smaller teams like Elche or Getafe.
Right.
And I don't, it just kind of feels like a cash grab to me. Although if you watch their level of play and then you watch MLS, it's like, you know, getting with a beautiful girl and then going back to that chick up the street. You know what I mean? It's just once you try champagne, you can't go back to Kool-Aid.
Well, again, it takes, and Malcolm, you chime in too. Mm-hmm. It takes a special person to understand soccer.
Yeah.
To me. And, you know, when I watch Atlanta United now, I can watch them because that's the team that I root for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I can say if I watch World Cup, and I watch the U.S., that's the team that I root for. Right. So I can sit there and watch.
So you don't watch very long if you're rooting for the somebody, U.S.
Like
they got like one round.
For who?
The U.S.
Okay. But I'm just saying, from the lay person watching soccer, being a sports fan, I can watch Atlanta United just about a whole game. That's my team. That's my area.
Yeah.
And I'll try to understand. But if you, like when you get in the higher leagues or just even in the other MLS teams, I'm not going to sit there and watch those teams because I don't identify with them.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying, Malcolm? How do you feel about that?
Well, because I don't know much about soccer myself other than being in college. We were made to watch the soccer team because that was our biggest cheerleading during basketball season. So the only thing I know about soccer as far as scoring a goal, the striker.
Yeah.
So I watched those guys.
Yeah, yeah. And see that, and I like the way you kind of make it plain for people when you talk about it because when you're watching soccer, it ain't a lot of points being scored, so people get excited about different things without score.
Yeah. So there's an emotional component with it. Like you said, it's a low scoring affair. So that means anytime a goal is scored, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
We can all come together. We can all, you know, enjoy it together, or we can all suffer together if it's against our team.
Right.
But what you're looking at when it comes to soccer is not the person with the ball. Right. You don't look for the person with the ball. Right. You look at everybody else, and you look how they're moving and how they're using the space. I liken it to basketball, to where you watch the guy without the ball and see how they're moving, what they're doing to get open, how they're using the space, how they're moving defenders out of the way in order for somebody to go to. If you got that one guy that's going to get doubled up, yeah, you give the ball to him so he can find the open man.
Gotcha.
Same thing.
Okay.
So a good, the good people watch is someone in like the middle. To where if they see how the play is forming and how someone is moving one way or the defense is coming another way, they can make that aerial shot just right, pinpoint surgical shot that'll curl up and go to the right person, find the right person. That's the kind of magic you're looking for.
Gotcha.
Or even a shot through like, or not a shot, but a pass through like three or four, you know, feet or legs or whatever, or defenders, and to find the person that they're looking for. Or even the quick 1-2s going back and forth, the give and goes.
Right.
Those are the kind of things.
I like the give and goes. Yeah.
And so you're looking for those kind of moments to where it becomes like a chess match, to where you're moving pieces in and out of the way so you can get to the goal. So
gotcha. I've seen these guys when they kick a side kick, like bend it like Beckham.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw one of the Atlanta United guys, he kicked it from the side. It went like this, then it just dipped in that corner.
Oh, yeah.
What's the foot placement on the ball to make it do that?
It's just like with a curveball, thrown curveball. You want to get more spin on one side than the other. So then it automatically curls in because of the physics of it. You have the air pushing against it one way and pulling against it the other. And so you can get the curl that you're looking for.
So your foot placement would be where?
Well, it depends on the player. Some people will place their foot. Others will try and get the spin going earlier as it's going. Mm. So I have to show you on a ball, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's just different for different people. So, you know, depending on your right foot or left foot, if you're coming off the right side or the left side. So.
All right. Well, hey, folks, there you have it.
Yeah.
All right, Malcolm, you got important shots?
Man, ready to go on down to the Battery tonight to support the Braves.
Okay. Show off.
All right. You're not going to go in. You just going to hang at the Battery?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you hang at down there?
Believe it or not, this will be my first time at the Battery and not going to a game.
Get out. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you just going to sit outside, or you going to go in one of the restaurants?
I'm going to enjoy some company of a beautiful woman, so I don't care.
Was that sunshine that brought it to
you? There we go.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Who? Somebody brought you in?
Top notch butterscotch.
Oh, Malcolm.
Player from the Himalayas.
Oh, no wonder he was late.
You see him smiling.
She's coming back to pick you up. Oh, I got to be out here for this. Y'all, boy. Oh, no wonder, Dad.
You and I feel like parents.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't.
We got to meet her. We got to know about her family.
What are her parents doing?
Does she have all of her teeth? Is she going to go to college?
She got a degree.
Are you going to take her to prom?
She's got a degree.
I want to get her
a master's degree.
Are you going to take her to prom, though? Are you going to get a corsage?
Oh, we're going to do the whole thing.
All right. I'll live with that.
And back will say, and that's that. Take your part, Sean, baby.
Two things. I'm definitely going to be on the Couch Potatoes, or not the Couch Potatoes Sports Report. I'm going to be on the Toilet Bowl Club tomorrow morning at 8:30. The show starts at 8 o'clock, but you ain't hearing nothing from me before. Put that out there. So, yes, please join live every Saturday morning. It's always a good time.
Yeah, smoking the gang.
Smoking the gang. And then, Juicebox has some games up in Dalton. And so, we're going to watch the Juice put it on him. So, he might pitch. So,
all right, go get him, Juice.
Yeah.
All right, my parting shot is I'm going to be doing AAU basketball tomorrow with my grandson, Trenton. So, we were going to play in Marietta. Then they moved us to Cass High School. Then they moved us to Cass Middle School. So I'm going to be at one of them schools tomorrow. So anyway, we're going to be doing it all day. But want to thank everybody for joining us. Again, no show next week. Yes. So tune in with us on the next week. And everybody go out and do it only the way y'all know how to do it.
Yes. Check us out again on Spotify every Friday. Also go to the Couch Spot on Twitter and go to the website, the Couch Potato Sports Report, and share us with a friend. We will see you guys I guess 2 weeks. Talk then.
All right.